dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man of uncommon intelligence who brings it to bear in connection with these associated issues of border security, immigration policy, and more generally, the rule of law. He is Mark Krikorian. He is the executive director of an incredibly important organization in Washington, D.C., the Center for Immigration Studies. You can find his writings at cis.org. He testifies. He writes extensively for, among other places, National Review Online. He is also the author of The New Case Against Immigration, Both Legal and Illegal, and How Obama is Transforming America Through Immigration. Mark Krikorian, welcome back. It is so good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
I wanted to start off by taking stock with you of the debate that seems to be swirling on Capitol Hill at the moment concerning a stopgap funding bill, as it's known, a means of keeping the government's lights on. And apparently the Democrats have decided they are prepared to shut down the government if there's any funding in this legislation for the much-promised wall that Donald Trump has sought to secure our southern border. Mark, give us a read on what's happening here what you think the prospects are for the wall going forward.
I'm dismayed that the Republican leadership is not willing to pick a fight over this, because I think it would be phenomenal for the Democrats to shut the government down over preliminary funding for better border protection, because that's what we're talking about here. And the Republican leadership is just unwilling to do it. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot more to immigration control than just funding the wall. I mean, I'm on the record as saying that's not even my number one priority as far as enforcement improvements. And yet we do need some significant improvements along a lot of the border. I just think this idea of, you know, the Great Wall of China kind of thing, it's 2,000 miles long, is not realistic. It's not going to happen. But that's not what this funding bill would be for. This is for doing the initial, you know, engineering and surveying and all that stuff for where we need improvements in the wall, where we have maybe one line of an inadequate fence. Maybe we need a second, much more serious barrier behind it, that kind of thing. That's a debate we should want to have. And the fact that the Republican leadership doesn't even want to have that debate suggests that the nickname of the GOP as the stupid party is probably accurate.
Yeah. And again, this comes down to a question of whether or not having repeatedly committed to building this wall, the president will sort of look the other way at what the Republicans are doing. Is that your reading of it at the moment, Mark? Is the administration seemingly indicating that, once again, if the Republican leadership says they're not going to play ball, there won't be any costs to them, let alone to the Democrats for their obstructionism?
Well, what I've seen references in the press that White House staff are trying to pressure the House leadership to include the supplemental funding for the wall in this stopgap bill. So I don't think the White House has given up on that. And my sense is they need to try to put some spine into the Republican leadership, because a government shutdown, so-called, really is a kind of political face-off as to who is going to blink first. And the Republican leadership seems to think that the Democrats would win the rhetorical and political media fight over funding the wall. I don't think that's the case at all.
You know, Mark, you have been in town a long time. You have watched a lot of these fights. I am struck by something, and help me understand what's going on. when Ted Cruz famously drove the Democrats off the ledge a few years ago by essentially standing up and holding out for the repeal of Obamacare, the Republicans were blamed for shutting down the government. The Democrats are now insisting that the wall will not be built with funds, and if that would be included in this bill, and if those funds are included, they will shut the government down over it. And yet it seems as though the Republicans expect that they will be blamed for shutting down the government in that circumstance. How can it be the case that they're responsible in both settings?
Good question, because first of all, the media will blame them, because the media is really just the media arm of the Democratic Party. But the question really is, can they take their message to the public and can they prevail? And the answer, I think, is yes. But the Republican leadership, even though it's now been in the majority for years, there's now a Republican, a kind of nominal Republican anyway, in the White House. These guys still behave like, you know, battered wives, cringing every time the New York Times and Nancy Pelosi say anything. And, you know, they've got to grow up at some point.
Amen. Mark, give us the latest on the contentious issue of what to do about the so-called Dreamers. I understand that Friday, President Trump averred that, that he would not be seeking their deportation. I gather there was one who was deported last week and stirred some controversy. What's the state of play on that, and what are the stakes?
Yeah, this is an important issue. This is about illegal immigrants who came here as kids, usually with their families, although some of them came as teenagers, and have been here for some, you know, number of years. They're obviously the most sympathetic group of illegals, and because of that, Obama lawlessly gave them work permits to about 750,000 of these illegal immigrants before he left office. President Trump, when he was campaigning, said this, among other executive orders, unconstitutional. I'll end it on day one. He didn't end it on day one. I understand why the White House is reluctant to pull the plug altogether. You've got 750,000 people with work permits. You know, taking something away is just politically contentious. I get it. The problem I have with what the White House is doing is not that they're holding out onto this amnesty program as a kind of bargaining chip with Congress, which I think is their thinking. The real problem, the most outrageous thing, is that they are continuing to give out new work permits to illegal immigrants under this program who didn't have them before. That's not refraining from taking away something that your misguided predecessor gave away. This is actually continuing Obama's policy for new illegal immigrants getting work permits. That is outrageous, and my sense is this really is just driven by the son-in-law. This is a Jared Kushner thing, and they want to avoid the political problem.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, apart from Jared Kushner, there has been some concern that the Trump administration policy in this area, as in so many others, may be being directed, guided, certainly implemented by Obama holdovers or others, for that matter, sympathetic to sort of the Obama open borders policy, that and the Republican leadership, I guess, as well in the Congress. And yet there have been some appointments of late, including, I think, people associated with your organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, that suggest maybe there will be some relief from this travesty. Tell us what you think is happening on that score, Mark Kokoria.
Yeah, the personnel issue is a mixed bag. There are definitely some very good people. One of our analysts who left actually last year to work on the campaign, he hasn't been working for us for a while, but he is working in DHS, highly qualified person. A couple of other people, both from the Hill and from outside organizations, are in very important staff positions, and these are very good people. And then obviously we've got, you know, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So there's, you know, on one side of the ledger, there's a lot of good people. On the other side, there are some that are not as good. I mean, the head of the Council of Economic Advisors, for instance, Kevin Hassett. He is on conservative economic issues, generally speaking, is great, but he's also a big booster for hugely increased immigration, and that kind of matters for his job. Labor Secretary is a guy who was, this is Acosta, is a guy who was in favor of the Gang of Eight bill. And again, the Labor Department has an important role to play in managing immigration. So I'm not saying it's a disaster. It's not like it's, you know, we lost and it's just as though Hillary Clinton had been elected. It's not like that in immigration at all. But it is at least, but you can't say that it's not a mixed bag.
Mark Krikorian, we have to leave it at that for the moment. These updates are tremendously appreciated, as is the work you do at the Center for Immigration Studies. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael Cutler joins us next. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.